USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Donald Trump is now in Miami, Florida for his arraignment tomorrow on federal charges. Earlier today, he left his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. Trump was indicted last week on 37 felony counts related to the mishandling of classified documents. Today marks the 7th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, where 49 lives were lost in a senseless act of gun violence.
The president is continuing to fight to end the gun violence epidemic and continue to urge Congress to make common sense reforms to keep our community safe.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre expressed unwavering support from the administration for the LGBTQ community. This incident remains the deadliest act of violence against the LGBTQ community in U.S. history. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Beijing next week. Confirming today in a news conference, Blinken revealed that China has long operated an intelligence facility in Cuba.
PRC conducted an upgrade of its intelligence collection facilities in Cuba in 2019.
Blinken had previously canceled a trip to Beijing due to a Chinese spy balloon over the U.S. His visit to China is set for June 18th. Pennsylvania officials have determined that a bridge on the 95 must be demolished due to a collapse caused by a tanker truck fire on Sunday. The driver lost control while exiting the ramp and crashed into a wall, resulting in the ignition of the 8,500-gallon gas load. Repairs are expected to take months before the highly trafficked section of the Northeast Highway can be reopened. More than 40 million Americans are being warned about severe weather conditions. Residents from Denver to Dallas and extending eastward to Charlotte may encounter hail, winds reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour, and the potential for tornadoes. The Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first NBA championship. The Nuggets will host the Miami Heat at Ball Arena tonight for Game 5 of the 2023 NBA Finals. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
American sentiment towards inflation is becoming increasingly positive as people believe it's on a downward trajectory. The latest survey of consumer expectations conducted by the New York Federal Reserve reveals that the inflation outlook reached its lowest point in 2 years in May. Most California voters believe Senator Dianne Feinstein should resign. The 89-year-old Democrat recently returned to her duties after dealing with health issues. A survey by Inside California Politics, Emerson College, found that 63% of Californians think she should step down, allowing Governor Gavin Newsom to appoint a replacement for the remainder of her term. Representatives Ro Khanna and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have also called for her resignation. George Soros is handing over his empire to his second youngest son.
George Soros is one of the largest donors to Democrat and progressive candidates and causes. At 92 years old, he's turned his $25 billion fortune over to his son, Alex. The 37-year-old telling the Wall Street Journal he is more political than his dad, but that the two think alike. Alex Soros telling the newspaper he plans on using the money to continue backing left-leaning U.S. politicians. I'm Laura Winters.
AI researchers are experiencing mental and emotional health risks, so says the American Psychological Association. Working with AI leads to social disconnection and increased likelihood of insomnia and alcoholism. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.